Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our series of Shiurim, Mitzvah Haggadah's Eidus. And this is the seventh Shiur with the tremendous grace of God. He's so kind to us. Wow. So much beautiful Torah. Kadosh Baruch Hu is Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo, has enabled us to learn. And we are now continuing Tosim Bava Kama. We have a Yesod. And really the Yesod of this whole Mahalach has been that the chiyuv to be made comes from lo, that there's a tviya, koyach tviya, that a person has in another person. When one person knows edus about another person, so there's a koyach tviya on this eid to testify that the baal din has. That's what's mechayvim to testify, which could be separate from the mitzvah of who eid. And the tviya is im lo yagid. The tviya comes from the im lo yagid v'na savona lo with a vav, lo to him. It is a chiyuv to him to speak, to testify. Tosis in Bava Kama and daf nun vav amar alef dibur maskul pshita as in the sugya. And the sugya there we see that it's poshut to the Gemara that there's going to be a chiyuv latzis yedei shemayim if two people know edus and they're not testifying. So latzis yedei shemayim, they're going to have to pay. And that to the Gemara is dachadaber poshut. Frek the Gemara, so frek Tosfos, maybe the pasuk is only talking about the pasuk on the agav and asav. One of the Gemara quotes only talking about it was over on the Shavua. Who says that it's so poshut that you have to be yotzei de shemayim if you don't testify? And you bring me a pasuk. Maybe the pasuk is only talking about who's over on the Shavua. The pasuk talks about a Shavua. So Tosfos answers, no. You have to understand the pasuk. The pasuk is saying is that if you're over on something, that if you don't speak, you'll be noisei avon. Then if you take a Shavua, you're chayav a carbon. Then when you take a shvua, you chayav a carbon. But even if you don't take a shvua, just from the fact that you didn't speak, that you didn't testify, that itself is an avera, and therefore latzis yedei shemayim, you have to pay. So it's not contingent on the carbon shvua. You're chayav even without a shvua. Pasuk is saying that if you're nosei oven for not testifying, so maybe when you take a shvua about that, you're chayiv. Well, the Hemshech, they say that it's muchach like that from the Mishnah in Sanhedrin 37b. Im lo yagid v'yodeh v'eino meid, that if you know, someone tests it, says the person should say, what should I get involved? What do I need this tzara for getting involved? Just don't get involved. Stay on the sidelines. And the answer is you have to. If you know edus about this ritzicha, you have to speak up. The Rashba asks on this Teretz of Tosfos, yeah, but how do we know? Maybe, how's it so pashut that's what the Pasuk means? In other words, Tosfos wants to say that the Pasuk means that you have to testify even without a Shavua, and therefore it's so pashut that your Chayav Latzi Stei Shemayim Doiraisa, Mechitesi. Maybe that's not what the Pasuk means. Maybe the Pasuk means that you're only Chayav when you're Nishba. When you're not Nishba, you're not Chayiv. So that's the kash of the Rashba. Maybe you're only Chayiv Lotzis Yidei Shemayim also when you're Nishba. Without a Shavua, no. So the kash and the Rashba, a lot of people speak about this Rashba. Today we have this magical machine called the computer where you can do a search, see all this farm that talk about it. So I love typing in Lashonis of Rishonim. That's like, you know, people have different addictions. Some people are addicted to their phone, actually tens of millions. Some people are addicted to drugs, to alcohol. I'm addicted to putting in Lashonos of Psukim, Rashis, Rishonim, Achronim, and seeing who talks about it. Okay, to each their own. In any event, a lot of people talk about this Rashba. And the Kash and the Rashba is, among other things, Tosfos says that it's a Mishnah Sanhedrin. The Rashba saying, how do you know that's Pshat in the Pasuk? The answer is because I learned the Mishnah Sanhedrin. That's how I know. So what's the Rashba's problem? Rashba's not even the Mishnah Sanhedrin. The Sanhedrin says you have to be made, even without a carbon shvua. And and Taka the Chaz, they David already was mayor to Sefta Perakim with the Shavuos, this Ha'arav. However, based on what we said, the Nidon of the Sugi is not in the Mitzvah's essay. The Gemara and Mishnah Center is talking about the Mitzvah's essay. The Nidon of the Sugi is talking about the Siyas Oven by Sherechai Vesusu Chiv Vesusu Hilo. And the Siyas Oven is because there is an obligation that a person has to testify on behalf of his friend. And it's a schus that his friend has that he should receive testimony. Reuven has a schus that Shimon should testify for him. Shimon is chayv to testify for Reuven. It's nothing to do with the mitzvah. We spoke about the fact that just because you have a mitzvah doesn't obligate you to the other guy. It's an obligation to God. But here it's mamash's schus that you have that the Baal Din has. And that's why the Gemara brings from Imin Lo Yagit, that talks about the schus, and not from the words for who ate, which in Pashtus is the mitzvah saseh. And on that, the Rashba asks very well, oh, maybe there is no such schus. And if there's no chiyuv latzis de shemaim, don't bring me from the Mishnah. The Mishnah tells you there's a mitzvah. Who says there's a schus? Who says that there's a schus that you have, and that if you don't, im lo memamshim eta chova sheyesh lecha, then if you don't carry out your obligation, your chayv latzis de shemaim. Who says you're obligated to yenim? Maybe you're a mitzvah, but you're not obligated anything to yenim to testify. So who says you have to pay latzis de shemaim? So that was the Rashba's kasha, and the Rashba was mitaretz mistaber de memelo shaminan le. So it's mistaber that we hear this automatically. We could figure it out on our own. The pshat is that you have to testify, even without a shua. Even without, if you're not a chayv korban shua, you still have to testify. How do you know? Shrei ma'isik ma'iri kro b'shama kol ola. Pasuk says shama kol ola. He heard an oath, even though he didn't say amen. And even so, if he didn't testify, there's an Asiyas Oven over here. The Misa Shlosh Shama Kolala V'Koyfer Beidusa Bebeis Din Lekin Asiyas Oven. V'Lochi After Torah Lahayit. And if you hold that when he doesn't hear an oath, and he denies the Eidus in Beis Din, there is no Nisiyas Chayit, and the Torah didn't obligate him to be made. You see here, incidentally, that you're only chayiv if he's koyfer edusa bebeist. But I'll go upon him. If you hold that if he doesn't hear a kol ola, and he is koyfer edusa bebeist, he denies the edus in the beist, and there's no nesiyas avon, and the Torah didn't obligate him to testify, lama mevi karban al shmias kol bilvad. Why is he bringing a karban just by hearing the kol ola? Why does he have to bring a carbon just for hearing the Shua? He didn't say Amen. He's not involved. What does he have to do with anything? So in other words, what the Rashba is trying to prove here is how do you know that a person's obligated to testify? And the answer is because the Pasuk is talking over here to call Allah. And that call Allah, that oath obligates him. Just hearing it. And obligates him to bring a carbon. And he says, Adu Misha Omer l'chaveru mashbiani alecha shetoymar kein. Somebody says, I'm mashbia you, I take an oath for you that you have to say something. V'chein shereisa, or that you saw something. V'lo higid. And he doesn't say. Mi mechaiv? Is he chaiv such a case? No. What do I owe you? Who are you? I don't owe you anything. Of course you're not chayiv. So why in our case is he yes chayiv? Somebody says, I'm mashbiya you. So you're mashbiya me. You can be mashbiya to me until you get red and blue in the face. So why is that machayiv me? You see, it's machayiv the person. So it must be that there's a pre-existing chayiv. He has to, when he knows Eidus, he has to testify. And memela, this kol Allah is machayiv him. That is just considered a shvuah, just hearing the kol Allah. Kroivim, she'enin me'idim lo enim chayavim b'nei she'en beidu isen klum. Ben chayavim la'ido. And relatives that don't testify for him, relatives are pasal la'idus, are not chayav because their edus is nothing. Ben chayavim la'ido, they don't have to testify. In other words, in the havamina, there wouldn't be a pre-existing obligation to testify when you know Edus. So lo yechayv kol shelo anami. So ksherim wouldn't be chayv if they don't know amin, because they're not chayv to be made. Just like krovim aren't chayv to be made, so to ksherim wouldn't be chayv a carbon shvuah if they didn't say amin to the shvuah. So why are they chayv a carbon shvuah if they don't say amin to the shvuah? The answer is because they have a pre-existing obligation to testify. In other words, from the fact that he could be mashpia the other person, even without ana amen, even without answering amen, it's considered a shvuah. So you see that he's obligated to the other person. You see that Reuven is obligated to testify for Shimon, because that's what's machayiv him, even without answering amen. Otherwise, what does his shtika have to do with something that has nothing to do with the mashpia? Who's the mashpia? So you see, the Rashba is proving that it's a schus. That it's takas schus that one person has in another, that if A knows Eidus about B, he has to testify. And therefore, just hearing the kolal is enough to be considered a shavua. And therefore, it's pashat that you have to be yotzei de shemayim. If you know Eidus and you're not testifying. But Tosis wasn't bothered by the kash of the Rashba, because Tosis holds, look at the Mishnah in Sanhedrin. The Mishnah in Sanhedrin is talking about Eidus Nefashis. In Eidus Nefashis, there, even without a tviya, there's a schus. If somebody sees something that would involve capital punishment, he has to testify. And that's an obligation on him. And Eidus Mammon, because he has to testify about the other guy. And Eidus Mammon, we spoke about this already in the past, that there's a tviya. In other words, by Eidus Mammon, how do you create the obligation of the person? Eidus Tefashis is the fact that he witnessed it. And Eidus Mammon, and the fact that there's a tviya, the fact that Reuven's tovea Shimon, so that's mechayev Shimon, because Shimon's not his money, and his money's not Shimon. So, just the fact that there's Eidus Mammon here, doesn't obligate him, because we're dealing with Shimon's Mammon. So why should Reuven have to testify about Shimon's Mammon? It's not an obligation to Shimon. When we're dealing with nefashos, so then it's an obligation to the person. Malchus Nefashis on the person, but Mammon is not the person. So what obligates him? The Tviya. So they learn from Eidus Nefashis the whole Chi of Lahaid by Mammon is because there's a schus. It doesn't get off the ground. There's no chiyuv to be made at all without a schus. So that was what we spoke about in the third shir, that the mitzvah and the chiyuv of korban is an edus low. By nefesh it's automatically low, and by moment the schus tefiyah. So that's what Tosis holds. So they're not bothered by the Rashba's question. The Rashba's bothered, how do you know there's no schus? They know there's a schus. That's how there's an obligation to testify by Mammon, because there's a schus. And the Rashba says, you know there's a schus, because otherwise, how does hearing a kol ola, how does just hearing this the shvuah, why does that make it into a shvuah? What do I owe the other guy? The answer is, enochin em, I do owe the other guy. So Ad Kan Baruch Hashem Zechinu Lemod HaRashba Ve'et HaTosfos. Ke'et Anachnu Mamshichim Hala. Ve'afshar Leva'er Lefi Zeh Et Ma Shekhtav HaRashba Lo'chiach. The Rashba comes to prove that there's no Chiyuv Korban Shvu unless there's a pre-existing Chiyuv. From the fact by Krovim there's no Chiyuv Korban, since their Eidus is ineffective. So Hu Adin L'Rechoikim. By Rechoikim, then If they didn't have a pre-existing chiyuv, then there'd be no chiyuv carbon. So like by Krovin, there's no chiyuv carbon. And the question is, Ma'an yan zeh lazeh? Ma kesher? Ma kesher? By Rechoikim, there is a toelas. By Rechoikim, yesh toelet, ela she'ein chiyuv lahayid. By Rechokim, there's a toelas. Is this no obligation? And the Havimim, there's no obligation, pre-existing obligation. Test drive, there's a toelas. What does that have to do with Krovin? There's no toelas. In other words, you want to say that by Krovin, there's no chiyuv carbon. Because there's no toelas in their edus. So it must be that by Rechokim, there's a pre-existing chiyuv. And therefore, there is a chiyuv carbon. Ma pitam. By Rechokim, by non-Krovim, it's not necessarily because there's a... Chiyuv lahayid. It could be because there's a toelas. Since there's a toelas, they have to bring a carbon. If they're not made. But who says they have a chiyuv to be made in the first place? Who says there's a pre-existing chiyuv? Maybe they just have to be made because there's a toelas. Ma'azanyan ekrovim shemem kol toelet. Ubiyotel, debi krovim patul mikra. Krovim, we have Xeris HaKosov, who aid? And he's not an aid, like the Rashba writes, Shavuos 35a. Ma'azanyan le'ed kosher. Gamim eino chayiv lahoid. What does that have to do with an eid kosher? Here we have Xeris HaKosov, mafkia krovim. An eid kosher, we don't have Xeris HaKosov, mafkia, so it could be he's not chayiv, but he's considered an eid kosher. So to bring rayas from Krovim to Rechokim, it's Lokarav Zel Zer Kol HaLayla. Krovim are Eidim Psulim, and we have Xeris HaKosuv, and Rechokim are Eidim Ksheirim. It doesn't mean they have a pre-existing Chiyuv. V'yoyser, Shereikana B'Gemori Afinu Mikroi Liftor Kol Shal Al Shomer Lo Liploni Litein. We have a limit in the Gemara that if someone says, testify that Ploni says, give me $100. So we need a pasuk to tell us that he's pater for not testifying, even though his edus is completely ineffective. It's valueless because it doesn't obligate him. Saying you're going to give me $100 doesn't obligate him to give $100. So Gemara comes to come on to psukim. Even though the edus is valueless, still it's there's no carbon shvuah. But according to the Rashba, it's pasha misvara that there's no carbon shvuah. Why do I need a pasuk for? According to the Rashba, it's pasha misbar. There's no pre-existing chiyuv to testify, so of course you don't have a carbon shvuah. What do I need a pasuk for? So it must be that there is some element of toelas. What's the toelas? Toelas is if I say that Ploni said he's going to give $100, so it's not going to obligate him in the court, but it's going to make Ploni very uncomfortable. So he might end up giving the $100. So memela, there is an element of toelas. He'll have busha. A karov is made, so he's pasul, but there's busha. So maybe there is some element of toelas. And nevertheless, migzeres hakasev, they're patur from carbon shvuah, because sof the pasuk says en l'chayv. So we have migzeres hakasev to patur in these cases. But what does that have to do with rechoikim? Rechokim, we don't have a special Xeris HaKosov to pater them. So in Mela, they're Chayiv, but who says there's a carbon shvuah, but who says a pre-existing Chayiv to testify? They know Edus. They also ask, this is asked by Rav Aaron Leib in the Eyalas HaShem, Agoin HaTzadik, in the Eyalas HaShachar, Bava Kama 56a, that we learn that Kroivim, learned in a previous shir, that Krovim, even b'shekiblu aleihem, even if there was a Kabbalah on these Krovim, there's no chi of carbon shvua. Krovim gam b'shekiblu aleihem ain chi of carbon shvua. Even if they accepted upon themselves these Krovim to be kosher edim, and they falsely testify that they swear that they don't know any edus, there's no chi of carbon shvua. Azim kacha mivuar mize. Ma mevuar mizeh bemet? Mevuar mizeh Shadinu. This is a din, not because there's no toelis in their edus. There is a toelis. They were makabel upon themselves that they're going to accept their testimony. And yet there's no chiyum karban shvuah because it's a din. It's a xeris hakasav. What does the Rashba say? The Rashba says, "V'krovim she'enem eidim lo enem chayavim mepnei she'en beidusam klum." Who says ain beidusam klum? Yesh beidusam. If they're makabel upon themselves, these krovim, there is, their eidus is valuable. As ma tzuch lavin et evrei Rashba. Even there is toelis there, Pater. But lefi dvareinu, kavanat haRashba hi livair. So what's the Rashba coming to explain? Rashba is coming to explain that al kol panim, lebasa gzeres hakasuv. After the gzeres hakasuv, shenamar b'gemara b'daf lamed hey, amud alef hanal, al ploni. Shamar al ploni shamar li or kiblu aleim psulim. So we have Xeris Hakasiv that says that if they swear about a case where Reuven's promised ploni is going to give him money, there's no carbon shvua. We have Xeris Hakasiv, there's no carbon shvua, even though it would be effective. Maybe he'd be embarrassed, but it doesn't matter. And give him the money, it doesn't matter. They're pater. Why are they pater? Gzeres hakasav, or kiblu aleim psulim. Pater gzeres hakasav. Even if they're makabel psulim, and their raid is effective, what's the din? Din is that they're pater from carbon shuas edus. So after this gzeres hakasav, the yisod haptur is because there's no schus for the tovei al ze. Yisod haptur hu mechamat she'ein zchut latovea al ze, kivan shemehilchot eidut ein latovea toelet baze. Vishalo, kibe eidut ksherim, sheha'idut atzma, mitzad hilchot eidut, yesh ba toelet. Since mehilchos eidus, the tovea has no toelis. The Yisod HaPtur is that the Toiveya has no schus, since Mehilchas Eidus, he has no toelis. There's no benefit from him in the context, in the parsha of Hilchas Eidus. It's an external parsha. He's makabel upon himself, their Eidus. There's going to be bush and father. There might be some benefit. Doesn't matter. Why? Because Mehilchas Eidus ain't the Toiveya toelis b'zeh. Vishalo Beidut Ksherim. When the Eidus Ksherim, Yitzad Hilchas Eidus, there's Toelis. Dime Meila Mize. Shim Gam Beidut, Einas Chut Ela Mitzvah Bilvad. It would emerge then that if even by Eidus, there's no Schus, there's no rights here that someone has, that someone else should testify for him. All there is a Mitzvah. Hare krovim hem kerechokim baze. Then krovim have the same status as rechokim. Why? Me'achar shemitzad echad yeshna toelet. Because on one hand, there's a benefit. Because there is a benefit, they're kosher, so there's a benefit. If rechokim are kosher, just like by krovim, there's a benefit. So krovim are like rechokim. And mitzad sheni, aval ein zo zchut leidut b'lchot eidut. But it's not in the world of Hilchas Eidus, in the parish of Hilchas Eidus, there's no zchus leidus. So krovim are like rechokim. Umima sheyesh chiyuv b'rechokim, gam lebatar she'ein chiyuv b'krovim. Ah, from the fact that we see there's a chiyuv for rechokim to testify even after there's no chiyuv b'krovim. In other words, by krovim, we exclude them. Even though there is a toeles by krovim, we found various toelesim. Nevertheless, they're still pater. There's no karachi of carbon shavuos edus. And yet, by rechokim, there is a carbon shavuos edus. Why? And the answer is because there is a schus. They do have a schus. Rechokim, by rechokim, there's a schus. That's the difference between korovim and rechokim. There's a chiyuv on rechokim, even though there's no chiyuv on korovim. There's a chiyuv for rechokim to testify, even though there's no chiyuv on korovim. Where does that come from? It can't just be that there's some benefit, because by korovim there's also a benefit in various instances. So it must be that the difference is nekudat hevdelu he that by rechokim mehilchus edus there's a schus. In the world of hilchus edus, there's a schus that a person has that somebody else should testify in his behalf. From him lo yagid. And that's the proof of the Rashba. Again, the Rashba writes, the Krovim she'ein me'idim lo, enam chayavim. Krovim who can't testify in chayav, and she'ein be'idusim klo. Because their edus isn't valuable. What does that mean? It means not that there's no toelis, because there is a toelis, but just because in the world of hilchas edus, there's no toelis. I think that's what pshat in the Rashba is, according to our explanation. In the world of hilchas edus, there's no benefit. There's no mechayiv. Yes, there might be some benefit in their edus. They'll be embarrassed. They're makabel aleim. It's all good. But at the end of the day, the krovim still don't have to testify. Why not? Krovim don't have to testify. They're not chayv a carbon shavuos edus. Why is that? Ah, there's a benefit. The answer is because there's no schus. It all comes from a schus. And by rechokim, there is an obligation to testify. Why? Because there is a schus. Because Reuven has a schus that Shimon should testify in his behalf. So again, לחזור על הדברים העיקרים. כוונת הרשב"א לבאר שהכל פנים לאחר גזירת הכתוב שנאמר בגמרא בדף ל"ה הנ"ל על פלוני שאמר לי או על קיבלו עליהם פסולים אחרי גזירת הכתוב שלמדנו שלא חייבים במקרה שפלוני אמר לאלמוני שייתן לו כסף. אין קורבן שבועת העדות במקרה כזה. וגם אם קיבלו עליהם פסולים אין קורבן שבועת העדות. אז מה רואים? רואים שיסוד הפטור הוא מחמת שאין זכות לתובע על זה. רואים שאין זכות לתובע לחייב את העד להעיד. למה? כיוון שמהלכות עדות אין לתובע תועלת מזה. Because in the world, in the power של הלכות עדות, לתובע אין תועלת. נכון, לתובע יש תועלת, אבל לא בהלכות עדות. זה משהו חיצוני, שקיבלו עליהם. או שיש איזה בושה שהוא ישלם, אבל לא מדין תורה הלכות עדות. ושלא כבעדות כשרים, שהעדות עצמה מצד הלכות עדות יש בה תועלת. וממילא מזה, שאם גם בעדות אינה זכות אלא מצווה בלבד, אז מה ההבדל שבעדות כשרים, העדות עצמה מצד הלכות עדות יש בה תועלת. אז ממילא מזה, שאם גם בעדות אינה זכות אלא מצווה בלבד, הרי קרובים הם כרחוקים. אם נאמר שזה סתם מצווה, אז מה ההבדל בין קרובים לרחוקים? למה? מאחר שמצד אחד ישנה תועלת, בשני המקרים, בשני האופנים, יש תועלת, אבל אין זו זכות לעדות בהלכות עדות, אבל בתורת עדות זה לא זכות עדות. וממה שיש חיוב ברחוקים, גם לבטר שאין חיוב בקרובים, אבל רואים סוף כל סוף שיש חיוב ברחוקים, גם כשאין חיוב בקרובים, אז מה מסביר את ההבדל הזה? ועל כל חוכמי זה שזכות ישנה מקרא, אם לא יגיד. זה חייבים לומר שיש זכות מהפסוק, אם לא יגיד. ולכן שפיר הוכיח את זה הרשב"א מקרויבים שפטר גם שקיבלו עליהם. אז הרשב"א הוכיח את זה היטב במקרה של קרויבים שפטר גם שקיבלו עליהם, כי זה לא בתורס עדוס, זה לא בתורס הלכס עדוס, בתורס הלכס עדוס אין לו כוח תביע בקרויבים, רק ברחוקים יש בתורס הלכס עדוס. In the world of Eidus, by Rechoikim, there's a Schus Tviya. And that's where the Rashba is coming from. The Rashba is trying to prove that there's a Schus Tviya over here. So it comes out, Sai according to the Rashba, Sai according to Tos, there's a Schus Tviya. Question is how you get there. Rashba Tos already gets it from the Mishnah Sanhedrin. The Rashba gets it from Svara. Otherwise, what's the missing Krovim or Rechoikim? There's a benefit for both. And the answer is, by Krovim, there's no Schus Tviya, by Rechoikim, there is. My rabbi said, what can I tell you? First of all, I just want to say that some shiurim I have an easier time preparing, some shiurim I have a harder time. So this one took me a long time learning this Rashba. Wasn't clear on understanding the Rashba and the way Rabbeinu explains the Rashba. So I worked hard, and I think I understand, but maybe I'm wrong. So it would be so amazing if somebody would get an email and just tell me how wrong I am. But maybe I'm right. But the important thing is Lahavin Torah Hashem. And the important thing is the Amelus to understand Torah Hashem. So sometimes I give these shiurim. One is it the correct pshat that I'm saying? One can wonder. The answer is we do our Amelus, we try our best, and we can't do more than our best, right? Is it shaykh to be more to do better than your best? You say to give 110%. You can only give 100%. 110, so you do your amel, but if you give more, then that's your 100. Okay, so we'll say 110%. So that's what you have to do when you learn. You give your 110%, and that's your avoda. That's all. Suloi midi. You don't have to worry about it afterwards. You did what you had to do, and you can't do better than your best self. That's our avoda, Rabbi say. So thank you so much for listening, and this was... just phenomenal. We have a lot more to talk about, Rabbi say. A lot more to talk about. So this was our eighth shiur. And just in pages, the sefer that's guiding me through the maze of Dinei HaGadlus Eidus is... a big sefer with small Rashi script. And we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, about 5.5 columns left. So that's a good few shiurim. So God should give us life and health and everything we need. And hopefully we'll be able to give it over. B'simcha b'tuv lev of Merov Kol. And I'm very gratified that you listened. If you're still listening by now, Rabbi say, you get the gold medal. You get the gold medal for learning Torah for today. All right. Shkoyach. Thank you, sweet friends. Shalom, shalom.